and you're to go with her, understand? And see she lets Gamma Nutley have the pink marble washstand. She's had her eye on it for years.
The cat yawped knowingly. I haven't got all night, you know, said Mort reproachfully.
You have, I haven't, and there's no need to shout, said the witch. She slid off her stall, and then Mort saw how bent she was, like a bow. With some difficulty, she unhooked a tall pointed hat from its nail on the wall, skewered it into place on her white hair with a battery of hatpins, and grasped two walking sticks. She tottered across the floor towards Mort and looked up at him with eyes as small and bright as blackcurrants.
Will I need my shawl? Shall I need a shawl, do you think? Nah, I suppose not. I imagine it's quite warm where I'm going.
She peered closely at Mort and frowned.
You are rather younger than I imagined, she said.
Mort said nothing. Then Goody Hamstring said quietly,
You know, I don't think you're who I was expecting at all.
Mort cleared his throat.
Who were you expecting precisely? He said.
Death, said the witch simply. It's part of the arrangement, you see. One gets to know the time of one's death in advance, and one is guaranteed personal attention.
I'm it, said Mort.
It?
The personal attention. He sent me. I worked for him. No one else would have me.
Mort paused. This was all wrong. He'd be sent home again in disgrace, his first bit of responsibility, and he'd ruined it. He could already hear people laughing at him. The wail started in the depths of his embarrassment and blared out like a foghorn.
Only this is my first real job and it's all gone wrong.
The scythe fell to the floor with a clatter, slicing a piece off the table leg and cutting a flagstone in half. Goody watched him for some time with her head on one side. Then she said,
I see. What is your name, young man?
Mort, sniffed Mort. Short for Mortimer.
Well, Mort, I expect you've got an hourglass somewhere about your person?
Mort nodded vaguely. He reached down to his belt and produced the glass. The witch inspected it critically.
Still a minute or so, she said. We don't have much time to lose. Just give me a moment to lock up.
But you don't understand, Mort wailed. I'll mess it all up. I've never done this before.
She patted his hand.
Neither have I, she said. We can learn together. Now, pick up the scythe and try to act your age. There's a good boy.
End of CD 2.